Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible.
The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情，聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨义旺神父带领。大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Jesus is betrayed by a friend. Jesus approaches the temple of Jerusalem. Near the gates,There are merchants' stalls. They sell almost everything. Jesus drives away the merchants and overturns their stalls. He says, You have made the temple a den of thieves. The priests and the Pharisees are very angry. They want to seize Jesus, but they are afraid of the people.So one of the apostles, Judas Iscariot, goes to the priest of the temple in secret and asks, How much will you give me if I deliver you Jesus? And this settles for 30 pieces of silver, the price set to buy a slave.Our story today is a very sad story. 我们今天的故事一个很难过的一个故事 Because a friend betrayed a friend. 一个朋友违背或是出卖了一个朋友就是耶稣的朋友 Jesus' friend. Jesus is betrayed by a friend. 耶稣是被他的朋友出卖了他门徒之一 one of his apostles. So let us listen to the story. 我们现在听这个故事。Jesus approaches the temple of Jerusalem. 耶稣靠近接近 approaches, 就是靠近亲近接近了。接近哪一个地方呢 ?The temple of Jerusalem. 耶路撒冷的圣殿 near the gates 靠近那个、啊、铁门、啊、在那个铁门不远就是 near 不远或是靠近接近这个 gates 就是铁门 there are merchants stalls merchants 就是商人生意人 stalls 就是货摊、啊、他们就卖的东西的一个摊子、啊、所以靠近这个、铁门有那些生意人的摊子 They sell almost everything 他们卖了所有的一切 Almost everything 将近所有一切他们都在卖 Sell 就是都在卖 Jesus drives away the merchants 耶稣就把这些生意人商人就赶出 drives away 就是 赶出 and overturns their stalls 然后把他们的那些摊子、啊、只说把它推翻了为什么耶稣会怎么做 why did Jesus did such a thing he says 他说 you have made the temple a den of thieves 你们把圣殿成了一个什么小偷的洞穴耶稣是生气是因为这些生意人没有尊敬这个圣殿 Jesus was very angry because this businessman these merchants did not respect anymore the temple 圣殿本来是天主的家The temple was the house of God. And now they made business out of it. 然后现在他们就用 买卖来在做生意。And they also take advantage of the people. 而且他们啊，就是会趁着这个机会来拿别人的钱。那就是去到这个圣殿来拜天主的这些啊民众的钱。They will take the money of those who come to the temple to worship God. And so Jesus was angry. But after he did this, 但是他做了这些之后，那些法利赛人也对他生气。The priests and the Pharisees were very angry. 那些司祭跟法利赛人也很生气。因为他们跟这些商人都有关系 because they have relationship with these businessmen or these merchants and they are also benefiting from it 他们也有得到一些利益而且他们也看到耶稣越来越对群众很有名群众越来越喜欢他 because they also feel that the people likes Jesus more and moreBecause he fights for the people, 因为他会为这些人民取正义。They want to seize Jesus, 他们想要把耶稣抓起。But they are afraid of the people, 但是这些法利赛人很害怕这些民众，这些人民。So one of the apostles, 因此 one of the apostles, 门徒们之一他是谁 ？Judas Iscariot， 犹大，以撒略人的犹大斯 ，goes to the priest of the temple in secret， 秘密的 secret 就是秘密的去找这些啊圣殿的司机 ，and ask， 然后问他们 ，How much will you give me if I deliver you Jesus？你们会给我多少 ？How much will you give me? Give 就是给嘛。How much 就是多少 ？Will you 你们 ？Me 就是我啊。那就是说，你们会给我多少 ？If I deliver you Jesus， 如果我把耶稣交给你们，交付给你们 ，deliver 就是啊，可以说递送或是啊交给你们。And they settle for 30 pieces of silver. 他们就结合 settle 有很多的意思，可以说是结合，可以说定居，或是结亲。但是在这边用处就是在决定30个银币。这是 the price set to buy a slave， 就是买一个奴役的一个价钱，哇，真的是让人难过。有人可以这样做 ，But we know， 我们知道，到现在还是有朋友会被朋友出卖。But let us hope and let us pray that we will always be a faithful friend to Jesus。我们也要渴望，也要记得，我们要做一个重视的耶稣的朋友。Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.